Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you feeling today? We got the virus all over the world. It's just destroying everybody's attitude, destroying everybody's entertainment. It's just killing everybody. But we're not letting it attack us in Vegas. We got a control on it. So we got everything shut down. The casinos are on stop. All the stores are closed. Everything is shut down in Vegas. So we just have my radio show. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show to help us, and I'm promoting around the world. That's right, on 7 continents. So we want you to join us today for our activities on the radio. We have the best radio show on the planet, so we have plenty of activities and interesting information for you today. Yep, the virus is located everywhere around the world, and it's taking out all of the people that aren't trying to be away from everybody. Have 6 feet distance between everybody. We got to socialize, be social conscious, 6 feet. So anyway, I want to know what's the weather like in your neighborhood. Because in Las Vegas, the sun is out and it's shiny and it's about 75 degrees today and it's beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful, even though there's nothing open in Vegas. But Vegas is beautiful right now. So if you got somebody that you can call and talk to, tell them to turn on my radio show, blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. My radio show is definitely not hard. It's not hard to find. Or you can call my radio show and listen to it on the cell phone at 323. That's area code 323-870-4366. And listen to the activities we're talking about on the radio. Well, we have an interesting show lined up for you today. So let's get started. So DJ Papa D, let's get started with our activities for the day. Let's see. Are you going to play a comedy clip first? Or are you going to play a commercial first? Or are we going to play a song? Let's do a comedy clip. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris, and she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls, so what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Might bump the sky. I feel so good, I don't know what to do.
when I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to turn on their computer and listen to my story, because I'm telling some real interesting stories for your listening pleasure, for your entertainment. So before we tell a story, though, I think we should play a song. I want to play one of my songs that I've come up with since I've been writing music for the last 3 months. So I think I want to play a song dedicated to my fraternity. I want to play Sigma Steppin' song, and I want to play that for the listening audience. It's when I was in college, I was a Phi Beta Sigma stepper, and we would play the song, and we would get ready to step in the show. And I was the step master, and I would put on the orders for the brothers to step. So this song is dedicated to my stepping brothers at UC Davis, California. All right, DJ Papa D, play Steppin' Phi Beta Sigma style. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business. and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Three times. March it up, doggy, doggy.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready, and we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. The fundraiser is in the month of April, so look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show that we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. That we have the best radio show on the planet. So I'm glad you joined us today for our activities that we're dealing with on the radio show. Now, we know you're locked in and you're under virus warning in your house. So sit back and relax and let G Money entertain you. Because that's what I do. I'm hosting the best radio show on the planet. So sit back and enjoy some of our music and enjoy some of our comedy spots as we are entertaining you and your whole family and the kids and everybody. Have everybody line up, sit down, cross their feet, and relax as we're going to entertain you with the best of music and comedy in the world. All right, DJ Papa D, take us to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of this show in a minute.
This little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. And I lost it, and I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right, and I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again, and I'd get ready to grab him again, and he'd fake to the left, and I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to catch him, and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
Off a slump, a crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in the 60s. Caution to you rap niggas trying to diss me. I go on, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Big guns, nigga turn rivals into rosaries. Extended clips, I give a fuck who you supposed to be. Spread off the block, I sold dope to buy groceries. Now it's rap money, no advances, all royalties. You broke, nigga, you can follow me. It's fuck bitches, get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm aware how my side boosts the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and putting it work as a policy. It's white chalk on the corner. It's yellow tape on the gate. Choppers up a bud, that's cuz of tiny lopes run the streets where I'm from.
Small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. 20 and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like a doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
New rag, ass hat, gold on my neck fat. Gun case, catch that, neighborhood, I rep that. Shoot first, ass last, move, work fast. Cash, grind, hurts, tip that. Squabble with you, get mad. And in my lifetime, I've seen a lot of death. A couple cold nights, it looked like it was nothing left. But God got me, so I got it tatted on my flesh. Slaughter, nigga, you ain't heard shit yet. Cuzzy, copy, Buster Rhyme, tiny draw, dipping stone. When he come home, and baby, we dog. And can't forget my big brother, Black Sam. Just a young hood, nigga, with $1 million plan.
Small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. Love money and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. Then come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like the doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
Look, I came from nothing, so let
every other rapper. State of speculation, real banger, gun clapper. Silence. In the opposition with the Mac, I'm turning in the candles on the curb over blood splat. Fuck rest in peace, church nigga. Where your guns at? Hit them been 2 weeks, and we ain't seen no get back. Type of shit is that? Yo, crippin', it's whack. You ain't poppin', you ain't turfed up, nigga. You off deck? I promise. I be out lurking with the pump goons up, black hoodie on, chopper in a trunk, ready to hop out and do my motherfucking stuff. 6-0, nigga, that's what's up.
Just a small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. Plus money and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on, then come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like a doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So we have the best radio show on the planet. So sit back, put your feet up, and lock your chairs, as we're going to tell you a real interesting story. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story that's going to teach them how to have fun in the city of Las Vegas. Sit back and listen as we play the story. Come listen. You know, I've had an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert. I told you about Gregoriesville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Garden. Now, Olympic Gardens, they call that OG because that's the strip club where they had male strippers upstairs on the second floor and they had female strippers downstairs on the first floor. And they used to have plenty of limousines parking in the parking lot. And they had all kind of people going to the strip club, but I never went. I was across the street hanging out with some other people, and we were doing some other stuff outside on the parking lot and at the bus stop. You know, that's where all the people in my apartment was hanging out because we were doing a lot of stuff, you know. We were smoking and, just doing some bad stuff. But I ended up moving out of there, and I moved to a house on Vegas Valley Drive and Rancho. I've moved into the third house from the corner off of Rancho, and I still pay $300 for my bed, but I ended up in a bedroom by myself where I paid $300 for my bed, but I was the only one in my room. So it was, and we got to had to fix our own food, and we had to go shopping and buy our own groceries. I got a little shopping cart, one of those little carts that you see at the grocery store that you can take home with you, the little tiny shopping carts with the wheels on them that you can roll down the street. You see the old ladies with these little carts. They're the ones that roll these little carts up and down the street. So I had gotten one of those shopping carts, and I went shopping. And I went to the corner of Rancho and Vegas Valley Drive, and then I went down Rancho all the way to Washington. And when I got to Washington Boulevard or Washington Avenue, there was this shopping center. So I went in, and they had a grocery store called Save More. Save More was a discount grocery store. So I went in there and I went shopping. And that's where I went shopping every month because I got my food stamp card. So I had $200 a month to go shopping and buy groceries. And I would roll my little basket down the street about 3 miles from Washington back to Vegas Valley Drive, and then I turn at the corner and make a left turn, and I go 4 houses from the corner to my house. So I would go in my house, and I'd unload all my groceries and anything perishable I would leave in the kitchen. So But anything that was non-perishable, my canned goods, my box goods, my cereal, anything like that, I put in my closet because I had a walk-in closet. I put in my closet and I just put it on my shelf in my closet. So I had all my food goods on the inside of my closet on my shelf. So anytime I wanted a snack, I would just go into my closet and get some snacks. You know, cup of soup, Super Noodles, Lipton Noodles, or whatever. And if I wanted some perishable items, like some bologna or cheese or eggs, I would go into the refrigerator in the kitchen and fix myself something to eat because I had full round of everything in the kitchen. So it was like being in my own house. So I would go into the living room, and we had a big screen TV in the living room, and we could watch TV. But at 11 o'clock, the houseman would come in and make everybody leave, and you'd have to go to your room. And if you had a TV in your room, you had to put your headphones on and listen to the TV. But if you didn't have a TV in your room, well, you were just in your room doing nothing. So I would come in and I would go to sleep. And I'd get up the next day and I'd get dressed and I would go back down the street. I'd go to Rancho and I'd go down Rancho to Washington and I'd go to the shopping center and I would buy me a 12-pack of beer. And behind the shopping center was a park. It's called the Renzi Park.
People would see me
like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They could tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer.
and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So, get a good seat. Sit back and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. We have a radio show that's planned to entertain you for the next hour or so. So, DJ Papa D, continue the story as I was living down on Rancho and Vegas Valley Drive. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was telling you a story about how I used to hang out in the park and I used to watch these kids play tennis. I was just thinking back when I used to play tennis with my mom and dad. We used to go to tennis after my parents got off work. We used to go to the park and play tennis. Me and my little brothers and my mom and dad, we had so much fun. It was a nice little family outing. So that's what being in that park watching those kids take tennis lessons, that's what it reminded me of. But I drank my beer in the park, and I was smoking some weed. And after I finished my joint, I went over to the baseball diamond, and I saw some people playing softball. They had a co-ed softball league that was playing, and I went over there and watched them play softball. And the girls were really funny because they weren't really good, but the boys were really good, and they were hitting the ball to the girls, and the girls couldn't catch. Oh, it was amazing. The ball was being hit to them, and they were having ground balls roll through their legs and roll out to the outfield, and the fly balls were coming down over their heads. They weren't even getting in line to catch the fly ball. And they would miss the fly balls. The balls were going through their legs. Oh, it was really funny. And I sat out there and watched that for a while. And I met the park director. She was a big woman, but she was really nice. And she was in charge of all the snacks at the snack stand. So she would take me to the snack stand, and she would get me all these free snacks. I got licorice, I got peanut butter, peanut brittle. I got Snickers candy bar. I got Hershey. Oh yeah, I got some good candy. She gave me some real good candy for me to enjoy while I was watching the game. So me and her became really good friends. I liked her a lot. She was really nice, and she actually was a player on one of the teams. So one day I went out to watch the girls play, and she was playing. She was pitching. And I was like, wow, that sounds interesting. She's a player, and I wanted to see her go to bat and see if she could hit the ball, because she could play defense pretty good. She was a good pitcher, and everything was okay. So I was waiting to see if she could hit. But that's the end of the story. I'll tell you some more maybe next week sometime.
Trying to show face, I'm waiting for the right time.
Yeah. Well, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere and move out of the air chair. So I'll see you on Thursday because we take a day off tomorrow. So we'll see you on Thursday. Be in your seat and ready for an exciting show on Thursday. So tell all your friends, all your relatives, all your aunts, your uncles, and your cousins, and have your kids tell all of their roommates in class to sit down and listen to the radio show because we have a lot of activities going on Thursday. So it should be a good time. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my engineer, playing my music and playing my comedy albums and playing the activities that you're listening to live on my radio show. Okay, well, on the way out the door, I hope we're playing one more song. I'm a comedian from L.A. I want to play that song for the listening audience to hear it as we go out the door. So I want to say I'll see you on Thursday. Have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. Peace. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio If you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show, it's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.